Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, the key.
Oh, didn't you hear my ring, Dolly?
Well, sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
I was out the back of Mr. Varney. He said I was to come.
You mean Mr. Varney is home?
Seems like he's going again. Oh,
that's the sort of thing I mean, Rue. He's been acting so strangely for the past week or so. He's so run down, nervy. Oh, but come in anyway and sit down a minute. Dolly.
Yes, ma'am.
Bring some coffee for Dr. Harris and me.
Yes, ma'am, right away. One more than a moment.
Oh, there's no need to bother, Ella. You're too worried right now to entertain.
No, I could use some coffee myself. Cigarette?
No, thanks. I have my pipe. Here, let me light that for you.
Thank you. Oh, Roy, I'm dreadfully afraid that Roy's going out of his mind.
Oh, nonsense, Ella. Mental tension, that's all. He's been working too hard.
No, there's something more than that. You know he works in his lab downstairs in the cellar until the wee small hours every night.
Yes, I've warned him against it. That old scripture about a man not serving two masters. That sounds psychology.
Something has happened. Something Roy won't discuss with me. Oh, it had the most frightful effect on
me. Here's the coffee, ma'am.
Dolly, what did Mr. Varney come home for?
I don't know, ma'am. He went down into his laboratory and brought up two big glass demijohns with red labels.
Red labels? What was printed on the labels, Dolly?
Well, now, that was queer, Doctor. I never saw anything like them in Mr. Varney's laboratory before. They were marked highly explosive.
What does it mean?
Dolly, you'd better leave us.
Yes, sir. Just ring if you want me, Mr. Varney.
Rue, what's the matter? Is Roy in some danger?
I think in very great danger.
Tell me, Rue. It's bad enough sitting here day after day, worrying myself sick about Roy.
Ella, Roy works at his laboratory in the city all day. Then he works in experiments at home here at night. Do you know what he's working on at the moment?
No, I don't.
You've got no idea?
No, Roy never talks about his experiments. It's a part of his life he just won't share with me. That patent non-extinguishable fuse he sold to Marcus Andrews... Well, I knew nothing about it until Roy came home and presented me with the check.
I see. And he hasn't been bringing work home.
Oh, you know Roy. I have to keep pushing him all the time to keep his mind on his business. If he had his way, he'd always work on experiments and let his industrial lab business go.
You've had a pretty rough spin, Ella.
No. No, I haven't. Roy's a model husband in other ways. You've just got to get out and push with him, that's all.
I wonder how it would have been if you'd married me instead of Roy.
Oh, Rue, that's ridiculous.
I never married Ella.
Oh, don't try and fool me. It's very fashionable to be the town doctor and an eligible bachelor. They go together. You're just not the marrying sort. Do you know what's happened to Roy?
No. No, but I am alarmed that he should be carrying around two demijohns of nitro...
Nitroglycerine?
Well, I could be wrong, but... That's my guess about the glass containers Dolly saw. The ones marked high explosive.
And Roy is planning...
To do away with himself? Perhaps not. It does seem a rather elaborate method. After all, he has cyanide in his lab. That's very quick, very efficient.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Rue, Doctor.
I'm sorry, my dear. I'm afraid surgery makes a man somewhat callous, a little cold-blooded. I do think we ought to go down and have a scout around in his lab, though.
What do you expect to find?
I don't know. Nothing, probably. Perhaps some reason why Roy's mental tension has reached the aberration point. Come along, Ella. You'll have to show me the way. I'm not so familiar with visitors here.
Dr.
Find anything, Ella?
I can't make head or tail of this stuff.
Bring it over here. A lot of queer stuff here. Yeah, penicillin. This, streptomycin. Over here, antibiotic derivatives. I don't get this.
Oh, I found this newspaper cutting.
I may be onto something. Read it out to me while I rummage.
At the Triennial Conference of Druggists and Medicos, general concern was expressed that many of the most useful antibiotics were losing their efficiency. It was generally agreed there was a need for new antibiotic hybrids to replace those at present losing their efficacy.
That's it.
You found it?
Well, I've got a clue, one at least. Yes, it all ties up. Now, Roy deals with the Marcus Andrews Chemical Corporation, doesn't he?
Yes, they've bought a few of his inventions. He's quite friendly with J. Matthias, the chief chemist.
J. Matthias. Good. Now, have you got a duplicate key to Roy's laboratory in town?
Yes, upstairs. Now, this is queer.
What?
It's a Bible. It looks quite new. I didn't know Roy had a Bible.
Hmm. Show me. Yes, there's a part marked. Book of Job, chapter 30.
I don't know Roy at all, you know. He's become a stranger to me.
He's marked the last three verses. I am a brother to dragons and a companion to owls. My skin is black upon me and my bones are burned with heat. My harp also is turned to mourning, and my organ into the voice of them that weep.
What on earth does it mean?
It means that unless we can move fast, very fast, your husband may be dead. And quite a few other people, too.
Off somewhere with Dr. Harris.
Oh, that's good. By far the best way. She's wasted too much time on me. She'll be better off with me.
You sure you shouldn't lie down, Mr. Barney?
Lie down? Lie down? What for?
You look sick.
Sick? I'm only sick at heart, girl. Torn asunder. I've gone into captivity because of affliction.
You don't look well, sir.
No, I suppose not. But there's no time to rest. No rest for the wicked girl. Righteous have need of none. Come along.
Where to, Mr. Varney?
I want you to come with me.
I think you should lie down and wait for Dr. Harris to come back.
That wouldn't be much use, would it? He won't be back. It's always wise to cut your losses in this world, isn't it, Dolly?
What do you mean, sir?
Never mind, never mind. Come on.
I don't think I ought to go out, sir.
Blast you! Can't you do as you're told? Now get your coat. I want you to come with me. Nothing shall be left. No, not even one of the hairs of the head.
Where are we going?
To my laboratory in town. Yes. There are things to be done there.
Won't you need your key from the hall stand?
Oh, no, I finished with that. All that old stuff, it's done now. That key won't fit this situation, girl. What we need now is another key. The key to despair.
Where are we going now?
To Roy's industrial lab in town.
What do you expect to find there, Rue?
Oh, nothing, I hope.
Why won't you tell me what J. Matthias said?
You just sit tight, Ella. There'll be time for all that later on. You've got the duplicate key to Roy's lab?
Yes, in my purse.
Oh, good. Well, here we are.
The place is in darkness.
Mm-hmm. All the better.
I wish you'd tell me what's going on.
Well, I'm only guessing, Ella. I don't want to frighten you.
Do you think I'm not frightened now?
It'll be all right, Ella. There's still time to save Roy.
Save? From what?
From himself. All right. Out you get quickly now. That's the back door to the lab down those stairs?
Yes, that's right.
All right, come on then. You've, got the key?
Yes, it's in my purse.
Come on. Oh, maybe it isn't so bad to be a bachelor after all.
No need to be rude. You are.
Good. Oh, the This is the wrong key.
It can't be.
It doesn't fit, then.
But it must fit.
Well, try it yourself.
Oh, man. Give it to me. It doesn't seem to fit, does it?
Of course it doesn't. Look at it. The trademark on the key is different from the trademark on the lock.
Well, look at the tag, Rue. Laboratory Town. I've used this key 101 times. I know it's the one.
It can't be the right one, dear. Unless...
The lock.
Yes, unless the lock on the door has been changed.
Why would Roy do a fool thing like that?
Elementary, my dear Watson, to prevent you from barging in.
What could he want to hide from me?
Maybe not to hide from you. Protect you.
Rue, I'm getting scared.
Don't worry, Ella, there's still time. Is there any other way into the lab?
They used that iron grill there to lower big crates of chemicals.
Yes, the iron grill, that's the thing. Just a moment.
Be careful. You're
telling me to be careful. Stand to one side, Ella. Get this. Have a look. Yeah, that's done it. I got a flashlight in my pocket, I think. Yes. Now let's have a look.
Can you see anything?
No, not from here.
Oh, that fuss for nothing.
Wait, I think I can just get in a little further. There's just room to squeeze in. Yeah, I think I can get a better look.
Be careful, you might fall.
I can see right into the lab now.
Can you see anything?
Yes. Yes, I can see something all right. Two big glass demijohns marked high explosive. We can get into the labs with the iron grill. It's only a short jump from the ledge to the floor.
Oh, you must be wrong about Roy.
I don't think so.
Does this mean he's out of his mind?
Well, he's suffering a nervous breakdown.
That's only a polite way of putting it.
No, Ella, not at all. But there's no time to argue now. Are you prepared to go through with this?
If it'll help Roy.
It's our only chance.
All right.
All right, take off your shoes and hand them to me. I'll go in first, then I can help you. Speed is the essential thing. Roy will be coming back here, and we can't tell how soon. He may not be altogether demented. He can read.
There you are, Dolly. Go in.
What do you want me to do, Mr. Varney?
Just go inside.
What do you want me to do?
Nothing at all.
Why do you lock the door?
I don't want to be interrupted.
Oh, those bottles. They're the ones you took from your lab at the house.
Yes, very effective. Mind you, it's possible to produce a more local explosion than with nitro. But for this purpose, it's by far the best.
What are you going to do, Mr. Varney?
Yes, I suppose you've a right to know. I'm going to destroy everything. You see that fuse? I'm going to attach it to those bottles. It's a very good fuse, you know. I invented it myself. You can't put it out. Once lit, it cannot be extinguished by water, pressure, contact.
But you can't. You can't blow up this whole building.
Oh, but I can. I'm a very clever man, Dolly. Very good chemist. Jay told me that. However else I may have failed... I'm a very good chemist.
Well, this is crazy. You're mad.
Oh, no, not mad. It only seems that way to you.
I'm getting out of here.
It's no good, my dear. I have the key, the only key. The key to despair.
You can't do this. I don't want to die.
Oh, but that's so foolish, darling. What have you to live for? What have any of us to live for? Sooner or later, Dolly, your heart will be broken. Your life will become meaningless. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow. Believe me, Dolly, we're all better dead.
You're crazy. This can't be happening. Help! Help someone! Help! Murder!
Be quiet, you foolish girl. No one can hear you. Don't be frightened. You'll be glad afterwards.
This can't be happening, not to me.
Life is a dream. We're all better dead. It's better not to be born at all, but we can't help that. So it's a good thing to die.
A man's life is all he has, Roy. All we have, old friend. The rest is a sort of percentage.
Who's that?
Don't you know me?
Ah, yes. Reuben Harris.
A good doctor.
I thought you'd run away with my wife.
Roy! Oh, Roy, how could you? What's happened to you?
Ella, you shouldn't be here. I didn't mean you to be here.
Well, come on, Roy, boy. Things aren't as bad as you think. Good night's sleep, holiday. You'll see things differently.
I brought her, the maid, to die with me. So I could talk about it, have someone to tell. I wanted to spare you from this, Ella.
Please, Roy, come home.
No. From above hath he sent fire into my bones, and it prevaileth against them. I must do it!
Roy, it's just your nerves.
Oh, such is the folly of laymen, eh, Reuben? Tell her. The nervous system is chemical, isn't it? No organic change. It's the mind. The mind and that other thing. That thing of torment that is neither organic nor chemical. Perhaps electronic. Is it electronic, Doctor?
What?
The soul.
Ah, put all this away, old son. The car's outside. Now come home.
Come on. Why? Why do you want to stop me?
He's mad, Doctor.
Shh, you shouldn't want to stop me. Isn't it to your advantage, Rue, that I should die?
Oh, Roy, darling, stop it. You're breaking my heart.
What did you have to come here for? Why couldn't you let me do what I had to do?
Don't let it beat you, Roy. Fight it. Fight it, man. This is a tough break.
A tough break?
Rue, can you tell me what's going on?
How could he know?
I do know. Jay Matthias told me.
He told you. Told you that I'd submitted one little sheet of paper, and he said quite calmly, all in a day's work. Sorry, Roy, old chap, but we've worked this out in our own lab.
It's a tough break.
I want to get out of here. Won't somebody send for the police?
It's all right, darling. Nothing's going to happen.
Nothing! He was going to kill me, that's why.
It's all right now. What does it mean, Rue?
Roy had evolved a new antibiotic. When he took it to Marcus Andrews, they told him their own chemist had just produced a similar product.
Oh, Roy, my poor darling.
It's just bad luck, isn't it? Just one of those unlucky breaks, huh?
If you'd only told me, but you're always so secretive.
Just a bit of bad luck. That's the way it seems to you, isn't it? Pet poor darling Roy a little and he'll be all right. The prize sucker will come back for another thrashing. Well, not this time. No one can repay me for a year of useless work. 365 nights in a laboratory, living on stimulants, forcing myself to sleep with drugs, all because I had that dream. My dream that I was going to give the world something useful, something creative. No more analyzing, no more humdrum routine work, but a real discovery. And I did it. I did it, and no one will ever know.
Come on, old son. We'll work on it together. We can make something of it, and the world really will be glad of it. You're a brilliant chemist, man. Don't destroy everything you've worked for.
You have spread a net for my feet. You have turned me back. You have made me desolate and faint all the day.
Roy, darling, please, listen to me. Come home with us
you
now.
You don't realize about him. He's nuts and he's dangerous.
I should have realized it before.
Come on, Roy.
Now, that's it. If I let you go, you'll bring the police. You don't care about me. Nobody does. Nobody ever has. But you'll bring the police. You want to stop me?
It isn't like that at all.
Get back.
I told you he's dangerous. He's got a gun.
Yes, I didn't see why I should need it. It was just a precaution.
Give the gun to me, Roy.
Keep back.
Come on, Roy. Give it up. You aren't used to firearms.
Keep back, I tell you!
Why, you crazy fool, you might have hurt someone.
That'll show you I mean business.
Roy, it's me, Ella. Won't you listen to me?
It's too late. I won't take any more. I clung to hope. I fought off despair. But it kept coming back. But I believed I'd succeed. I believed it had happened. And it was all a joke. A foul, diabolical joke.
But you can't do this. An explosion like this, it will kill and maim innocent
people. I don't care!
You don't care?
He's crazy, I tell you. Get a policeman or we'll all be killed.
Stand quite still. I won't be thwarted. The other thing is gone, finished. I'll have this last glory. I'll destroy everything I've created.
Including me.
I didn't ask you to come. You should have gone away with him, Harris.
You've always loved him. You don't love me.
How wrong can a man be?
Don't move. I'm going to attach the fuse now.
Stop him, can't you? Don't let him murder us all.
There's nothing any of us can do. He's holding the gun.
That's right. I'm holding the gun.
You mean you've got to stand here while he blows us all to kingdom come?
Try and be brave, darling.
I don't want to die. I haven't done any harm to anybody.
There's none righteous. No, not one. No one is fit to live. You don't realize it, but I'm saving you. Saving you from the horror of disappointment, of disillusion. I'm trying to live without hope.
Sorry, Ella, he's too far gone.
At least we'll be with him at the end.
That's a lot of help, that is.
Now, we'll light the fuse. Huh. One of my successful inventions, you see. When I make things for destruction, they succeed. When I try to heal, nobody wants me. Typical, don't you think? Oh, of course, you don't think so, do you, Doctor?
The fuse is burning. It's halfway across the floor now.
In a minute now.
That made my strength to fail. He hath delivered me into their hands.
What's happened?
No explosion. We're all right. Something went wrong.
Something went wrong, he said. It didn't work. What could have been wrong? Everything I do goes wrong. Everything I can't even destroy. My life's wasted. Mom.
Tension is eased.
Roy, darling. Come home. How is he, Rue?
He'll be all right. He's relaxing much better now.
What happened that night at the laboratory?
Well, Roy doesn't realize how many good friends he's got. J. Matthias, when Roy went and ordered 500 cc's of nitro, suspected something was wrong. He knew Roy wouldn't have any use for nitro in his work. Those demijohns didn't contain nitro. The distilled water.
Funny, but I think how scared we were.
Nothing good or bad, but thinking makes it so.
I guess so.
Mr. Vaughn is awake, ma'am, and asking for you.
Oh, thanks, Dolly. Come on. How are you feeling, darling?
Not too bad, sweetheart. Just very weak. Well, when I give a guy treatment, Roy, he stays treated.
I don't remember a lot of it. Seems I tried to kill us all.
Maybe now you'll stop serving two masters.
Hmm? What do you mean?
Well, I did a little fiddling with that formula of yours. Between us, I think we can produce something really good. Hmm. A new treatment for rheumatic sufferers. If we both work on it, we...
Rue. Do you think it might be all right? My formula isn't wasted.
No. And since you've taken to quoting the Bible, Roy, old son, let me give you another one. For thou renderest to every man according to his work.
Hey, isn't that something? It isn't wasted after all.
I'll leave you two men to work out your little plan.
Honey... Take this with you, huh?
What is it?
The new key I had made for my lab. I won't need it anymore. The old one will do quite well.